Good morning.
Good morning.
I thank God for this opportunity to be here and to preach the word of God. And I also thank God for Ben, including me to his staff, and I thank other colleges for having me and investing in all of you having me here. God bless you so much. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this day you made for us. We be glad to rejoice in it. Thank you, the one. Open our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The word of God we had today said, "It shall not return to me empty." The sower always desires to have rain when it's time for it. I never had seen any seed that would grow or produce without being watered, either by rain or water from the fountain. That is why we do not see any plant or trees in the wilderness, because there's no water. No water, no life. In our family, we planted eggplant. Eggplant or aubergine is a species of nightshade grown for its edible fruit. Eggplant is a common name in Africa, North America, Australia, and New Zealand. But British English uses the French word aubergine. So my kids are always very eager to water them. A few days we spent a week in Toronto, Canada, when we went to visit our best friend. But they were really serious and nervous, wondering how our plants will survive without water due to our absence. Fortunately, my mother and other friends did not go with us. We have been in touch with them, asking about our eggplant. They ensured they are in good hands, and it's been raining. Personally, I love when it rains. I remember when I was back in Africa, we had the metal roof. It's not like this one. When it rained, immediately put me to sleep. I'm telling you, with a very good sound, I couldn't help it. We just fall asleep like a baby. Even though I'm not in Africa, but I still have that access. I go on YouTube, put search, and the right rain to relax. Put like many hours I want, 5, 3, depending on what I want. Why do I still have to do this until today? Because I remember the good things the rain on the metal roof has done in me. You can see now, rain has multiple roles. It waters, plants, and put some people to sleep like me. Coming back to a scripture that has been read to us, the word rain used here to show the importance of watering our plant. The rain never descends in vain. It makes the earth fertile, beautiful, and lovely. God cares about us too, not only the plants. He sent his word to water our hearts. I do not know if it ever happened to you when you feel you are really dry, either spiritually or physically and emotionally, and you feel that you need something to pour water on you. As I mentioned above, rain has multiple roles. It waters plants and it puts some people to sleep. So as an analogy to the Word of God has more. We do remember that God promised that he will never leave us alone. He said that he will send the Holy Spirit to help and to guide. So whenever God sends his word to his people, it is not in vain. The Holy Spirit is also at work to help us to receive it and help us to have hearts to hold it so that it will remain in our hearts and do good stuff in us. If it does, we will always look to what it wants us to do. As I said earlier, I still searching online the rain to relax, simply because it has done something good in me. Hence, the word does not remain. If the word does not remain, it's a big problem. It happens often and sometimes when you go back home empty after services. And we can't recall nothing about the sermon that is being preached to us. We don't remember the message. If somebody asked you or asked me, what was preached about today? What was the message? What was the theme? The reply is, the preacher was just wonderful. He preached so good. But unfortunately, I can't remember what he said. But I tell you, he was wonderful. He was good. There's a reason why God sent rain to us, as we have seen earlier. Hence, there's also another good reason God sent his word to us. He chooses to feed us so that we can be healthy. I grew up in a poor country where some people die with hunger. Or you walk in a rural area, you see a bunch of kids with malnutrition. It is not the will of the parents, it's just lack of means of feeding their kids. Every parent wants or strives to have a healthy kid. There's no one who wants to see kids just running out with the kwashiorkor. Kwashiorkor is just a common name in Africa. I've never heard it here. So we are God's children. He wants us healthy. Therefore, the word of God comes to nourish us, and that we are not in a state of malnutrition. Why did God send his word to us? To reveal himself. Why did God do? Why did God go to the trouble of making himself known to the Bible? God did this so that many would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. We have many examples of people who have been converted by simply reading the Bible for themselves. To bring us eternal life. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life. To transform us. The purpose of the word of God is not to inform us, but to transform us. By turning a dry, lifeless land into a land that flourishes. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is recorded from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. Meant us to teach us. All scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. It also meant to empower us. The word of God empowers true knowledge to overcome sin through Christ. Additionally, Christians are empowered to overcome every trial of life, to grow in tribulation. It's also recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 3. It's also meant to equip us. The scripture and sufficiency means that the Bible is all we need to equip us for a life of faith and service. Here, the word of God will give a clear demonstration of God's intention to restore the broken relationship between himself and humanity through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Savior, through the gift of faith. It has us to guide us. God leads our path so he does not want no one to get lost. He uses his word to guide us so that we can continue continue to do his will. As the scripture says, by using his word, God wants us to go out in joy. He's looking good stuff for us. He reaches in a way that pleases him, and he has a purpose by reaching us. Remember, you have seen that no parents want their kids to have signs of malnutrition. So God also wants us to be healthy, to look healthy. The problem we have is that we do sometimes make wrong choices to turn away from God, so that we do not get the word as God intends it to. But his word today invites us again and again that he is generously sending it to us, and it shall not return